You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Tuesday's fall from the recommended list dropped Tesla shares by as much as 10% in midday trading. UPS is agreeing to pay $4 million to a number of state and local governments for overcharging them on the price of shipping. New York's attorney general led the investigation and announced the settlement today. 14 states and three major cities will receive a portion of the settlement money. This investigation stemmed from an allegation made by a company employee in 2014. According to this claim, UPS's employees have been marking packages for next-day delivery and then applying false exception codes when the package did not arrive on time. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. A political expert believes Vice President Joe Biden's decision to bow out from consideration for the Democratic presidential nomination should solidify Hillary Clinton as the presumptive nominee.
We know from national polling that Biden was taking more from Clinton than she was from Bernie Sanders.
Kyle Condick with the University of Virginia Center for Politics says Clinton's polling numbers should continue to improve. He believes the only person who can beat Clinton for the Democratic nomination is herself. Condick says if there was a time for Biden to jump into the race, it would have been several months ago. Toyota is recalling over 2.5 million vehicles in North America to fix a defect in a power window switch. The defect is in several models, including the Corolla, Camry, Highlander, Tundra, and RAV4. Toyota says the switch may not have been lubricated enough when it was manufactured, and as a result, it could overheat and cause a fire. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
Senator John McCain is siding with former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. During a hearing on defense reform, Gates came out swinging against sequestration and lawmakers who force government shutdowns.
It is, frankly, a damning but accurate indictment about our failure to the men and women in the military.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness?
Gates was on Capitol Hill for the first time in 4 years to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee on Defense Reform and Military Oversight. U.S. oil prices are at a 3-week low today due to increasing supply. The price per barrel of U.S. crude dropped below $45 for the first time since October 2nd. Despite a bearish oil market, the U.S. has continued to increase its oil production. Since last week, U.S. oil reserves have added an estimated 8 million barrels to its inventory. Experts originally predicted half that amount. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
We also have a monthly support group for families.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop.
Officials in New York are speaking out against the murder of NYPD Officer Randolph Holder. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the officer's death is another senseless tragedy.
It's just another episode of what has become all too familiar and all too frequent, a loss of life needlessly by gun violence that is just out of control in this city and in this nation.
Four NYPD officers have been killed in the line of duty in less than a year. Holder was a 33-year-old housing cop. He was shot to death in East Harlem during an exchange of gunfire with a suspected bike thief. Consumer Reports is listing several problems with the Tesla Model S as the reason it's no longer recommending the electric sedan. Owners of the car have listed problems like squeaking noises, faulty motors, and issues with automatic door handles. Tesla has generally received great reviews, but Tuesday's fall from the recommended list dropped Tesla shares by as much as 10% in midday trading. UPS is agreeing to pay $4 million to a number of state and local governments for overcharging them on the price of shipping. New York's attorney general led the investigation and announced the settlement today. 14 states and three major cities will receive a portion of the settlement money. This investigation stemmed from an allegation made by a company employee in 2014. According to this claim, UPS's employees have been marking packages for next-day delivery and then applying false exception codes when the package did not arrive on time. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I hope you enjoyed that last hour there from 3 to 4 on Talented People with Michelle Sikorka. I just enjoy her company so much. I think of her as such a leader in the state of New Jersey. And so if you were listening, I'd love to hear your feedback on the conversation. You can feel free to touch base with me directly. You can send me an email at Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E, at Mariah, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, media.com. It's already 4:12 in the afternoon on Wednesday, October 21st, and what I wanted to give you is a quick update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in the area. I wanted to remind you, if you're listening, that Patton, Heidi & Associates is having an event tonight by wealth management expert. Her name is Jeannie Aversa at Copper Hill Country Club at 6:30, and I'm going to go to it because I had her on the radio last week, and I thought it was so interesting, and she's got a lot to say. So if you're interested in attending as well, just get in touch with me here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio. You can call in, and I'll let them know that you're going to come. Again, 6:30, Copper Hill Country Club. But for now, the forecast, if you're in the area, mostly clear tonight with a low about 46, mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 76. A slight chance of showers between 9 and 3 a.m. on Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 45, sunny all day with a high about 60 on Friday, and then mostly clear with a low of 33 on Friday night, mostly sunny again all day on Saturday. It's going to be beautiful out with a high of 57 and a low about 44. And then Sunday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 61, and then a chance of showers before 9 p.m. on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 41. And then mostly sunny all day, the high of 57 on Monday and a low of 37. So we're here in studio again at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices, this Talented People. And our guest today, we have two guests in studio. It's so nice to have them here. We have Tara Seeger, and she is the managing partner of Ally Solutions Group. And then she has her partner here, her business partner. Her name is Debbie Jen Carelli. That sounds Italian.
Yes, it is. And you know I have a lovely Irish face.
Yes, you do. You have a beautiful face. And all that warm, positive energy that just exudes from both of you every time you're around. So thanks for being here, girls.
Thank you.
So glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here. Let's hear about what's going on your side of the fence over there. Tell us everything about what you guys are up to.
Sure. So I think last time we were on the show, we talked a little bit about Ally and our focus on change management and helping leaders in their organization tell their stories, change the way they work. Leaders help them lead through large-scale change. And we've taken a little bit of a different tact in the past 6 months. And we're really always on the cutting edge of how companies are changing and how leaders are leading within their organizations. And we've spent a great deal focusing on women's leadership and women's leadership programs. And in doing that, we were realizing that there's basically a deficit. And what else is there? I mean, there are a lot of corporations right now that are looking at women's leadership programs as, we need to check the box on that. What are we going to do for that? You know, and looking at some things like what cool speaker can we have come in, or what women leader in our organization can we get involved to talk to the rest of these, you know, business women. But it lacks some depth and lacks some meaning. And I think as women, we are all struggling with so many things, you know, including how to partner better with each other and really kind of treat each other with a sisterhood. So we really started to think more about that, and we said, hey, there's an opportunity to bring in some of the work that we believe in terms of things like mindfulness and meditation, and, you know, just the ability to stop and pause and spend a little bit of time in restorative work, really taking a look at that at the end of the day, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself, you know, before you can care for other people in your life. And that goes for business or, you know, our families and all the things that we're juggling. And, you know, Debbie was a big inspiration for this.
Well, thank you very much for that. I have a lot of inspiration to share. I basically have spent a lot of years in corporate America, as you know, in the talent sector, and absolutely love what I do with Ally. You know, I get a chance to speak to all the professionals that go out and represent us in the marketplace. So I have a unique perspective on this. Being in the talent industry all these years and being a career coach in my past life, I hear a lot of things from especially women. You know, I'm looking for a position that will help me, you know, utilize my skills, but also help me to be a good mom to my kids and be home for dinner and be able to go to the baseball games when I need to leave and not be looked at like, gee, you know, where is she going? And I'm like, okay, good luck with that one. Because really the truth of the matter is that most organizations today speak about a lot of these benefits in general. But really they don't live it in their organizations, you know? And I do believe that the cultures are, they're sick. Cultures are overworked. People are trying to work at their optimal level with the least amount of rest. They come into the office, they put in those 10 to 12 hour days. They may be doing what appears to be a good job, but at the end of the day, they're exhausted. And most of the people that they work with feel that way, but nobody wants to say anything because you don't want to be looked at like, I'm not a professional, I'm not a team player.
Right.
Oh, what I'm doing over here, is that something quirky? Meditation? Oh, I don't want to talk about that because they're going to think like, you know,
you're
I'm kind of out
or
there,
something
you know?
Weird. Yeah, right. That seems so ridiculous just so you know, like, okay, I'm just going to jump in here
right.
because I'm
feel
like,
free.
Okay, you guys at Ally Solutions Group, you know, are like the premier business, you know, change management, leadership, people, you know, the companies that you all have worked for 20 years and everything that you've done. And I've seen all of those, you know, on your website. You are right. You're talking about you are in the trenches at these corporations mm-hmm. and these places, and you're looking at what they're doing. And like you said, it seems crazy to me because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm me, myself, and I. And I might work 50 hours. I might work 2 hours. But if I want to go to my kid's game, I don't want to be judged by it. And
right.
I don't. And I'm listening to you guys thinking about it. Because also, I'm thinking about, like, you know, every day it's tough times. You got to find a new client. You got to do this, that. So maybe
right.
you just go get a job somewhere. I'm just completely turned off. I'm never going to apply ever. Just hearing what you're saying.
True.
Because it seems so archaic to me.
It is.
And
yeah.
you're right. You're in that culture. And I know, I see, even, you know, my husband, because you're talking specifically about women here, which I really want to keep in mind. But it's true. In just the in the corporate,
across,
yeah,
absolutely.
And you know,
across
I
gender.
Like what you were saying, Tara, about also, you know, you're taking a look at this and saying, you know, there's a sisterhood and there's these things like you were talking about. You don't want to be judged like, you know, you're a little off, weird because you meditate.
Right.
You know, it's like,
right.
oh my God, if I didn't take that hour to myself in the morning and say I don't really care what anyone thinks, I mean, don't call me before 10 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Because I need that.
But
mm-hmm.
we don't do that.
No, there's
See,
none
we
of that.
We feel guilty about that.
Yeah,
we feel guilty about taking that time, and that means, well, maybe I'm taking time away from my kids for, you know, even if it's 15, 20 minutes, never mind an hour, but, you know, 15, 20 minutes. But I think that the reality of realizing what the benefit of that is and how much stronger and centered and clearer as a person you can be. And, you know, when I look in the corporate just the workforce and the landscape, it's just there's a constant stress there, right?
Well,
because
you're right.
So
and
many different factors. And the traditional leadership programs, listen, great. Skill building, competency building, fantastic. We all need that,
mm-hmm.
right? Men,
mm-hmm.
women, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But you're hearing so many women talk about the fact that they have to be a different person at work.
Right.
Now who does that, right? We don't leave ourselves at the door.
Right.
We bring any
right.
of our family problems, any of our issues, right? We bring it in. So how do we manage all that realistically in our day, take time that we need to take, But, you know, for women, and again, there's always this constant struggle, I think, of the deservingness of being able to say, these are some of the things that I know I need to do or practices I need to have for myself to feel whole so and that I can be the person I want to be and give to whomever I need to give to.
And then you have all that in the want place and almost like where that there's a reflection, you know, where that, you know, a person could even know that they're missing something. Mm-hmm. But then when you talk about like what you're saying about in that certain place where that, you know, there's so much development going on, everything is checkboxed.
Right.
And it's not real. It's bull. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's almost like it's just kind of lip service, like, you know, and that makes me crazy, by the way, because trending makes me crazy.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say I've seen, I think, at least 12 women business forums in the last quarter pop up on, you know, on the calendars around. Everybody's right. having it because it's a trend.
Yeah.
But like you said, what are you really talking about?
Yeah. Right.
And when you get there, it is. Who's the speaker? Blah, blah, blah. But where's the change? So you guys are going to power change, huh?
Yeah, right.
I think it's very exciting.
Well, plus we want it to be sustainable, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these programs and events that we see many times honoring women, which is awesome. We want to do that. But what about taking it a step further and mm-hmm. taking that platform and creating an environment that says it's okay to champion mm-hmm. these causes? And how much better would it be if corporate America got on the bandwagon? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really want to talk about, we were just talking about today about ROI. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been a salesperson, you know, especially on the technology side. You need to sell something, you better start talking about ROI. Mm-hmm. But if you really think about it, in any of these wellness programs, women's programs that we want to bring to corporate America, mm-hmm. There is a huge ROI. Think about your people coming to work every day feeling that
positivity.
They're positive, they're connected, mm-hmm. they're
being
aligned.
Connected to each other. That's a right. big piece.
Right. And mindful.
Knowing, and mindful. And what does that all mean, right? So, by the way, we're even using those terms.
Right.
And they're almost jargony if you don't know what they mean. So that's right. where we started with this, because we kind of have two platforms. We have one, which is the Women's Restorative Leadership Series, which is small groups of women, 12 to 14 women at a time. And we brought different subject areas to the table, like holistic nutrition and wellness, mm-hmm. and you know, centering, understand your energy centers and chakras and what that really means, and mindfulness and meditation, and the list actually continues. And some are very much more business-centric than others, but it's a combination. So we're going to get these women together, build the awareness, and have them be able to experience some of this in a safe environment with a small group that they can build some deeper relationships. Because, by the way, right, that's what we all want. We
right.
want to be connected. Mm-hmm. We want to have relationships. Mm-hmm. And understand, again, that building those relationships is about partnering and being there for each other and not just, you know, so competitive. Because I talk to so many women that are in higher level leadership, and they talk about the competitiveness that mm-hmm. you know, as much as we want to talk about that there could be a quote-unquote sisterhood, that there isn't. It's very, very competitive. But we said, okay, let's roll this out and see how this starts to take off. And some of the initial feedback is really positive.
Yeah.
And so in parallel to that, in working with some of the corporate leaders in OD and HR that we work with, we said, listen, this is the type of program that we'd like to bring to the table. And they said, this is what we need.
So they're saying, recognizing that. Now, what is the position of the person you're pitching this to? Is it human resources?
Yeah. Okay. We're head of OD, mm-hmm. which is organization development, mm-hmm. which is really, you know, mm-hmm. centric to where we are in the world mm-hmm. and the work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Or HR. I mean, it's typically within those areas that the women's leadership you know, programs within corporate mm-hmm. are kind of housed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking a look at, okay, what does that look like? A one-day summit, a two-day summit, you know, authentic leadership, empowerment, self-restoration. I mean, we have pillars that we've built this on. And so it's not just all about, you know, let me go in a room and meditate. It's how does this relate to our corporate culture? How does this
right.
relate to some of our business objectives? So it's very customized and centric to what the company's trying to do.
Well, it makes sense. Like, if you think about it, like, if you go to school, you have, like, you know, social studies and science and reading and geography. And then when you go into the workplace, you've got social studies, geography, and science, but you don't have reading, which is the bottom line, what you need here, right? Like, you
right.
got to look
mm-hmm.
at the personalities of these women who are so complicated, but so just everybody has the same common want to be good.
Yeah.
fellowship, be able to enjoy your life. Because again, we were talking about, Debbie, 10 hours, 12 hours. And what do you walk away with? You know, fear of being outdone by your competitive person in your office the next day. I mean,
well, and that's just it, because we're filled with fear, especially as women. The biggest things for women are unworthiness and fear, the hardest things for us to release. So a lot of these programs help that. But I think the great thing about it is both Tara and I have spent years in corporate America. Our clients are corporate America.
Right. Yeah,
so we really want these women to go out into that public and say, hey, you know, this is something that I did that I think would be great to bring to this organization to help us build our culture, to help us become more united. And here's the other thing. We can even add another piece to it, which Tara and I always talk about. What about how your company shows up in the community? So if you're encouraging women's leadership, so to speak, in a way that it's not just training, it's empowering them and giving them the tools and the processes that really help them to become not just better themselves. Once you're in good shape, everyone around you wants to work with you. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through my own transformation. So one of the things we talked about was taking this further to community involvement, community service. How do women leaders show up in that aspect? Mm-hmm. So that we're giving back to our community. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Corporate America, where's the ROI?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to get your name out there just to get it out there, but you can actually do it, make a difference, and reconnect it back to the people that want to do it, because now they're in alignment with their true, we can call it energy, we can call it journey, whatever we want to, but they feel great about it. They're going to want to come to work.
Yeah.
They're going to want to come to those events on Saturdays and after hours, because it's part of their journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to the social responsibility, right? I mean, that's what we've been talking about, building social responsibility programs. And what does that mean? People don't want to just write a check anymore and say, here you go, right? They want to be a part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what about, we were talking about the... A couple of things I want to ask you about this is that, okay, first of all, I think your timing is impeccable, because if you look at like the state of our entire universe, right?
Right.
You know, you look at the Googles and you have Facebook and all these companies that are just doing so well, and they're all about having a different type of environment. You know, they're not, you know, so wrapped up into like my, you know, this is how my boss used to act, so I have to act like that. My kids will act like that if they get a job here and all that kind of stuff. But yet, what is there a demographic of this women's profile? Is there a certain age group that you're targeting? Is it all ages? Do you find anything with the youngers, like you know, the 25 to 35 year olds? Do they are they feeling this needs to happen too, or what's going on out there? Because you are corporate, you are seeing it all.
Yeah, it's a good question. And there's always so much conversation about millennials. I mean, in HR, we spend a ton of time talking about millennials, just because they relate differently. And
totally, it's, you know, and it is the future. Like, we have to be thoughtful and mindful to what they are, because they're what we're looking at, you know, and that's how they will
integrate into our world. That right too, which is, you know, the kids that are graduating from college right now and in their early 20s, and they are all very, I mean, they are more heart driven. They are much more conscious minded, right? They're conscious driven. The dollar does not mean the same thing to them. They're not willing to maybe give up some of their time, or, you know, compromise time with their family or their friends because something needs to get done. They'll figure out when that's going to happen, but it may not be on your time frame. And they're not in a box.
Right. Like they're not big about checking the box
that's
either.
For sure. Yeah.
So excited. I found my phone.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yay.
So they don't check the box. They actually want to participate, and they want to be part of something purposeful.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're very interested. And when it comes to thinking about sustainability and, you know, some of the other elements that we haven't even brought up as part of this, living a holistic lifestyle, they are very, they're much more connected to this. Even, you know, when you take a look at some of their belief systems that drive their eating habits, you know, so veganism, vegetarianism, you know, they're driven a little differently. They're not, you know, they're again, more conscious minded. So everything that we're talking about that comes back to authenticity and aligning with your true sense, you know, they're very interested in that. I mean, I do think there's a segment, and I don't have this exact number down, but probably I'll say 50 plus, where we're really searching for purpose, right? We're really committed to what am I here for?
And especially because now that we're knowing that we're going to be here a lot longer and we have a lot more work that we're going to have to do before it's over with. Yeah. So it's like, and I get it because I'm exactly in that place other than, you
we
know,
all
I,
are.
We all, right?
Yep.
So you're right on. And especially like you say, what is the purpose? What am I supposed to be doing and how am I fulfilled? And, you know, with all of that, I still want to, you know, I want to achieve things. I want to make money. I want to be enjoying myself. I want to have all that time for my family and everything.
Yeah.
How do I fit it in a day?
Yeah.
And feel like it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, and when I look at top leadership teams in corporate, and I hear about some of the leadership programs that they're putting together for, say, C-suite leaders,
mm-hmm.
so much of it is actually, though, about connecting.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's very exciting.
And purpose, and they're getting super excited about it,
mm-hmm.
as they should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you know,
so basic.
Yeah, so it is, but it's all because we're just craving it,
mm-hmm.
right? We're
mm-hmm.
craving the connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
We're craving our meaning and purpose, and you know, it's all such an individual journey.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to commit to taking that journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not as simple as, oh, okay, hey, we believe in this and like, let's put this out there. I mean, we've done a little bit of throw it against the wall and see what sticks. And that's kind of how we are where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, you know, there has to be that yearning, right?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be that searching for either how can I be better or, you know, I'm tired of being tired or, you know what I mean? There's
yeah.
a whole laundry list that you say, I want to explore something different.
And that's what I was going to say. It has to do with self-realization because you really can't go through this process until you really look at who you are and you know, who you think you want to be and
mm-hmm.
how you want to show up. As Tara said, authenticity. I mean, if there was any word that I thought was like
perfect.
The most important,
mm-hmm.
it's you. Who we don't even know sometimes who our authentic self is
mm-hmm.
because we never take time to connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell everyone that if you're not connecting with that, in the very beginning of your day and at the end of your day, you're really doing yourself a disservice because what happens is you're just carrying over everything that's been happening day to day, hour by hour, into the next day, into the next week. And, you know, that's where we get our backpacks and we walk around with
mm-hmm.
all these thoughts and fears and worries and we're so heavy with it.
Mm-hmm.
When we can just really give it up and allow that energy to come in. And, you know, for those of you out there who may be inspired, I'm an intuitive, and I really didn't talk much about it in my corporate life because I thought people would think I was like a person with a crystal ball sitting in the corner. But I've had an intuitive gift all my life, and not until I really went through a lot of strenuous life issues did I really rely on it and turn to it. And I have to say, it changed my life, and it changes the life of the people that I work with. It's a gift. We all have it. We can all tune into it. So, you know, with the energy that's out there right now, I invite you to do that. And I do believe that if you do that, your life will change and you'll see things, relationships, everything change for the better. And, you know, you are the only person who can do that. Nobody can introduce, people can introduce you to it, but you are the only person who can flip the switch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
You know, so as we're listening to this radio station today, that's the station that you have to turn on to. You turn on to that station, you put the volume up and you listen to it.
That is a really good idea for you guys, by the way. You should have a radio show.
And, of course, please still
well,
be listening to this one.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be a really
it's
good
the
idea.
Debbie and Tower Hour, Debbie and Tower Hour
Listen.
Of Power.
I love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
That's great.
There you go.
Got a couple spots right there. Yeah, because a couple things. Like, when you're talking about these, you know, kind of like you were saying, a day or two retreat type of stuff. Okay. Is this with one company that has several of their people at one place, or is it several companies that have one person going in and you're just sharing it, or is there anything about that
to
know?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think the Restorative Women's Leadership Series, I mean, that is eclectic, right? That is, any individual can sign up for that and come experience, you know, any of the sessions. In fact, we have three that are going to be running over the next 3-4 months.
Where do they go to sign up or find out more information?
Yeah, they can go to allysolutionsgroup.com, but not till tomorrow afternoon. Will it be posted out there? But you could email me, Tara.Seeger at asgna.com, or Debbie, and you have to spell your last name.
Debbie.GENCARELLI at asgna.com.
Not that I could have spelled, I could have spelled your name for you. I don't
it's
know.
It's kind of long.
Jen Corrali, I love it. Anyway, so they can email either of us, and we'll email them the information and put them on our mailing list. Mm-hmm. But that being said, it should be posted up on Ally tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And yeah, they're it's ongoing. And what I wanted to mention before is some of it, you know, we were talking before about C-suite leadership, and when you think about executive coaching, you think about C-suite leaders typically. They're mm-hmm. the ones who get the executive coaching. And what's neat about this, and we have a couple executive coaches that focus more around some of this work. I mean, so they are people that have been in corporate, and they've been coaching C-suite leaders and top executives for years. But now they also bring some of this energy into that work. And it is a dynamite, fantastic combination. And so in the next couple of months, we're going to have a couple of those folks coming in. Anyway, so that series is eclectic. Anyone can sign up. Any individual can sign up. If you're a woman. No offense to the guys out there.
I can just picture so many guys going, I just want to enroll that lady in my office. Like I was like, I'm going to say, they can do that, right?
Yeah, right?
Or my because wife, I'm my sister.
They you know, absolutely can do that.
I do.
I've had several people who have actually done that and said, my wife, she really could.
But because that's the problem, you know, is that the person who has to, not the problem, but the situation that should be like thought of out there is if it's the person and they have this kind of so wound tight mm-hmm. personality, mm-hmm. they may not even know how much they need this. Sure. Meanwhile, the rest of the office is like, thank God, Tara and Debbie, you're saving our life right. here. Because that's the way it is. I mean, that's honestly what you're doing. I could just picture it. It's yeah. like, you know.
Well, this affects people's lives.
Yes.
And
well,
I've seen
personal.
It happen. We've seen it,
that's
you know,
the thing. It, we,
right in front of the, us. And here's the other thing. You know, when you create these sessions and you bring these practitioners who are so gifted in the area of expertise, and, you know, a lot of it is energy.
But
and
also your intuitiveness. That's, I think,
right.
key, because you're able to look at the person and kind of take all the other stuff away mm-hmm. and say, you know what, I'm looking right at the problem here. Let's start here, you know.
Right. And
you
the
have
thing
that
is
gift.
When,
you
especially
do.
When we're doing the smaller sessions, those 12 women, they create their own energy that allows a different level of energy to happen mm-hmm. for them and you know, the group. Mm-hmm. As individuals. So even if you're unsure of it, if you've been, I say it this way, if you've got that little question in the back of your mind that you know it's something but you don't really know what it is, this is a great way to get out there and investigate
mm-hmm.
and to meet with other women of like minds, because that's the other thing. That's
yeah.
what creates the energy. And here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build awareness. And I always say to people, I'm not trying to change your religion or your belief systems, because everybody's like, oh, you know. I'm like, listen, it's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a willing heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
your heart telling you that I need this. And you go there and you meet with other women in different areas of expertise, or maybe they're not even working. Maybe they're stay-at-home moms.
Well, the
yeah,
thing
it doesn't
I
matter.
Yeah,
I was going to say
yeah.
it doesn't it, for that particular part of it. That doesn't matter. There's no criteria in terms of
We're
all women leaders.
Right. But when I'm just thinking about what you're talking about, or I'm kind of trying to visualize this corporate environment, and I have an idea of a situation in my head of a person that I know that is with a very, very corporate environment, right? And the person, I've gone, because it's actually a healthcare system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's like all these different departments and so on. And so I've actually talked when I'm there as, you know, a patient or whatever
mm-hmm.
with a husband or kids or whatever. And I've seen how this one person has made, every time I mention the name to someone, because they always know who she is, right? They just smile and they're like, oh, she is awesome. So great, right? That's the kind of person that
yes.
we want everyone to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can have so much
yeah.
respect
yeah.
and be liked and be kind and fulfilled and everything is working in that good place. And then you're not crazy.
Yeah.
You just have to figure out by, you know, kind of, I want to say what you guys are doing is assessments or so on to find out what can make you feel and act and be
yeah.
received that way.
Right.
Yeah. because it's like, you know, I just love when I see someone like that around. Mm-hmm. I admire them. I want to be around them.
Like,
that's
like you.
That's
no.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
So no, absolutely it is.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Nice. But I don't in the corporate thing. So I, you know, I would be really probably very challenged if
but
I had to.
You know what? Well, it doesn't matter because think about it. Corporate leaders, I know many CEOs who appear one way on the, you know, on the first page of their website in a blue suit with a tight tie on, and then the way I know them is so different.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And you know what? So that
and I love that.
And that brings up the next conversation. Yep. So how do you want to show up, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to show up like that there and this way? No, it should both work together.
Yeah.
And it has to all connect.
That's so true.
Because we do we do work in executive branding as well.
And that's exactly how you guys are, by the way. I mean, honestly, this is very authentic, like you say, because it is you guys.
Fortunately, what you see is what you get. Yeah. And you know what? If you're truthful and honest, you don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
That's the way I always look at it.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Then you're not right. Absolutely. Makes it all easy. I just want to answer the other part of your question when you were talking about like the two things, right? Because then there's that one thing that's very personal and anyone can be a part of. But then what we're doing within corporate is working to either develop a corporate women's leadership program for individual companies. Mm-hmm. And most of the organizations we work with are very large. But that doesn't have to be.
Right. No, I actually have someone I want to talk to you about that I know is perfect for you guys because they're smaller, but they have like about 100 employees and they would be totally on this.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So either to build the program or many of the corporations that we work with already have a structure. They've already started something, but now they're like, okay, what next?
Right. How do you
develop
it?
We've already developed this, but now we don't like the curriculum. We don't like what we've built. So that's where we're going in and we're using these four pillars. But we're very easy, you know, ready to customize it to, again, whatever the corporate culture is, whatever their goals and objectives are. And it's peppered with different things in the organization. If there are particular deficits or particular things that, you know, they're looking to enhance, then we're customizing it along that. But we're bringing this other work to the table as part of it. And the ability to connect, and like Debbie said before, making it sustainable where there's connectedness of these groups of women through this program in various ways, whether it's just online through, you know, LinkedIn or Yammer in most companies. So different groups and building a community around it. So
that's so exciting, really.
It's really starting to take off, and now we're really thinking about this platform of kindness, and you know where because that's so important, you know, really in thinking about how we relate to each other as human beings.
And a lot of it, I would think, you know, I don't know about your pillars, but it seems that the judging side of it, it's almost like I guess you probably, Debbie, know so much about this. Where that if you're trying to kind of unleash all of these, you know, parts of this program to make yourself a better person and feel so much better, there's that. And then there's also kind of like diffusing the bomb of the people in the other side, like you say, that are judgmental, because it's like those people just keep people down. And so,
well,
you know,
and the whole thing with that is that when you do this kind of work and you work on yourself in this manner, you of course become very non-judgmental.
Well, that's the best part,
which
too.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the energy spreads. So guess what? If somebody's sitting next to me and I'm like, hey, you know, and we're all connected and everybody's like, wow, you know, this is great, that's going to spread. Like anything else spreads, that will spread. That will spread a lot quicker because what I find is that most people today want something. They don't know how to bring it up because they don't want to, again, seem like it's quirky.
Right.
But they want to show the value because they know that maybe their coworker is leaving because of these reasons. And inside their heart, maybe they want to leave, but they're like, oh, what am I going to, here comes the fear. I'll never get a job like this. I'll never be able to get that. So I think leaders need to really think about if you want to create great cultures, which I've worked, this is what I've done all my life, and I've dedicated myself to it. And now with this intuitive gift, I'm just as bold as can be. I mean, you know.
Great.
But I have to be because you know why?
But there's a purpose behind that, too.
Every
single thing is exactly where it's supposed to be at that exact moment. So this is all of your years into right now.
You know, Tara and I are the conduits to get out there and talk about this because We know what the value is. And believe me when I tell you, and I go back to ROI again, there's nothing better than having your culture happy to come to work every day. Mm-hmm. So you have a culture that, you know, now you're looking at, okay, I don't have a huge turnover. People want to be here. Everybody thinks it's about benefits, of course. Benefits are important, health benefits, but this is also a health benefit.
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. if your mind and body are not mm-hmm. connected and you're not in good alignment with what your, you know, a good belief system is and where you believe you should be, you know, you're not going to be able to do anything good, whether it's your personal life or professional life. And I do tell people that, you know, instead of focusing on what you want to do with your career, let's go back. Let's think about you. Where are you? Are you a happy person? And sometimes they say to me, Debbie, no one's ever even asked me that, including myself.
And they didn't even realize it. Yeah,
so
exactly.
So this is where we have to go. We have to go really back to the basic level.
Well, and asking people, you know, it's funny because in the recent interview with the CEO of LinkedIn and Oprah, so she talks about her new series, Belief, but she asks the question, and we actually phrase it in a couple different ways, so it can be, What do you want? What do you really want? We ask the question, why are you here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. And she said, especially from women, how they cannot answer that question. What do I really want? It seems like such a simple question,
yeah.
but it's overwhelming when you think about it.
Yeah, it really is.
And so really helping people realign,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
with who they are, what they want. Because when someone says, are you happy? It's so subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might be happy because I just had an ice cream sundae. Right. I don't know, or a glass of red wine. Now I'm feeling really good. But you know, am I happy with my life? Am I settled? Do I feel like I'm, you know, living out my purpose and my truth and my mission? And those are big things that people get very afraid of.
And can mm-hmm. I be truthful without yeah. eliminating? Mm-hmm. Because the fear, once I'm truthful and I show up the way I want to show up, what does that mean for me?
Mm-hmm.
Am
yeah.
I going to eliminate these relationships?
Right. Well, Debbie, and it's change, right? And
this absolutely.
Is what yeah, there you go. Back to your change management.
That's our
wait, hold on. We have to go to a quick break. It's only about a minute and a half long. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're talking with Tara Seeger and Debbie Giancarelli. and they're talking about really purpose and their program. So we're going to talk about it a little bit further in about 3 minutes. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good evening. This is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at theredmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Yeah, so we're sitting here talking about about an hour ago, Talented People. We had Michelle Sikirka again, President and CEO of New Jersey Business and Industry Association on. She really is the perfect person for you guys in your program, too. She'll want to know about it. Mm-hmm, yeah. She lives it. Yeah. Like, she's a mother of 23-year-old twins, yes. A boy and a girl. And she's all about positivity.
Yeah, she is so fantastic. You've heard her. Yeah. She spoke at the nonprofit conference. Mm-hmm. And she and I are supposed to get together for breakfast, and then she's going to be on our show as well.
That's so great.
Living Change on Princeton. But she's incredible because I feel like she's heart-led.
Totally.
But, you know, she's got such a just super awesome demeanor, I guess I want to say, and such strategic business skills.
Amazing.
Business acumen.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fantastic combination.
She's the perfect person, you know, for you guys to, talk to, and then, you know, because she's out there.
She's a pinnacle woman leader.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's exactly.
I think if I was to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know, approachable.
I asked her why she wasn't running.
And she's the same kind of thing. Like, she'll, like, where, you know, we say, like, it's like someone that everybody goes, she's awesome.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's the way she is.
Yes.
And it's like you would think someone who was an attorney, I was teasing her, but like, you're an attorney, you've got like the president, CEO, and all stuff going on. You were just so normal.
Yeah.
And
she's
so
totally
positive.
Approachable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she can go
and she makes
as
so
high
much change.
Or as low as you want to take the conversation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She's incredible.
That's what we all aspire to be like through your program.
That's what we need more of.
Because, especially.
Because there are women that can step up, but they have a lot of fear about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these programs and modalities can help them to achieve what they need to. Yeah. You know, you need to work on yourself. You need to believe in yourself. And it's not that, it's a lot easier said than done.
No, you're not kidding. I will tell you that both, you know, Debbie and Tara are very approachable, and they're right here in Hunterdon County as well, in Clinton. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you're interested, if you're listening out there and you like what you've heard so far, and you either have a leadership summit or something going on for women that you would like them to come and speak at, then you can get in touch. You can just call here, make it easy on you, call the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, and they'll put you in touch with me or Tara and Debbie directly. Mm-hmm. Or you can look up Ally Solutions Group and just and call the number there, and you'll be able to find out. But if you're considering some of the programs for 2016 for your staff and your office to consider this new movement, advancement, I want to call it. So what is exactly the name of it again, so that everybody out there can write it down and make sure that they're considering these thoughts in their training and occupational development?
Yeah, so the two programs is the Ally Women's Restorative Leadership Series. And that we have coined and sealed and locked, but it is part of our women's wellness practice at Ally. So the women's wellness practice is really about the women's leadership program development on the corporate side as well. So it has those two components, but like you said, I mean, I believe in the simple talk of it, right? I mean, if you're thinking about, okay, we want to put together more of an empowering, you know, women's leadership program, give us a call. We'll come in and chat. For free.
That's nice. Free.
We'll
but now on top of that,
collaborate.
It's even
That's
so
what
exciting.
It's all about. If we're not thinking about caring for each other and how we're giving to each other, and, you know, that is the whole platform of pretty much everything that we do.
And it doesn't have to
it's
be
gotta
something.
Be greater good.
It doesn't have to be something that requires so much in the very beginning, even just to get the conversation going. Maybe it means, you know, doing a poll and saying, you know, meeting with us and saying, what is it that you think we could do? Here's what we are thinking. And then you can kind of put it out there as a survey and find out, what do your people want?
Right.
You know,
that
seems
like
a,
do you guys
change.
Have that yet? Do you have an assessment
thing?
Yeah,
sure,
so
sure.
That's great.
We have absolutely have
now
the
that
ability
would be
to do an assessment.
You know, and honestly, I think that for, like, when employees feel that their, you know, needs or thoughts are being attended to,
mm-hmm. absolutely,
that immediately starts to remedy.
Well, make them part of the process,
yeah,
right?
Right?
And that's how you know
right.
that it's going to work. I
right.
mean, that's the mm-hmm. that's the basics of change management, mm-hmm. which is what we do, whether you're implementing a technology solution or an HR change or what have you. So this is no different than that.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
different way of thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
A different way of approaching things. So yes, I say get the people involved, get their input. People are dying to be heard.
Absolutely.
So give them the opportunity. And this is a free thing you can do to them to make them feel like, okay, we thought of it and we were part of it.
And
you'll get people who want to run it and be responsible for it. And you would be surprised.
And not only all of that good, but the bottom line, again, unfortunately, I'll bring it up, is for ROI, it's a fact. I
yeah.
mean, that is going to make employee engagement heightened and people are fulfilled, and then they're going to stay, like you said. So it's
and
like,
I
this is, should
you.
Be like the Reading 101 class
yes.
that was missing in the curriculum.
And when you think about the, you know, that as a company, you're really offering this type of gift to your employee.
It is
where
a gift.
It's a huge benefit.
A stronger, more confident, more authentic person in their life, you know, and it's affecting maybe their marriage or their relationships or their relationships with their parents or children or whomever. I mean, that's pretty impactful, right? That's
oh my gosh,
pretty,
I'm so proud of you girls. I'm so proud of you. I'm so
yeah,
excited for
that
you.
That says a lot.
No, it does. You guys are saying a lot. I just feel it. I'm sure everybody out there listening does. It's already 4:57, so it's in the end of the show. So what about you guys? What do you want to leave our listeners with? And I do want to say one more thing, Debbie, and to what you're both saying, because you do feel the energy. When you were talking about that intuitiveness, and I know, Tara, you've mentioned it so many times mm-hmm. about she can read your mind before you even say anything. No, but what you were saying about all the years as you guys have such a premier brand, Ally Solution Group, really as a company and training and leading change and all that, and the television show, by the way, mm-hmm. Tara hosts the television show Leading Change on Princeton Television. Everything is exactly where it's supposed to be at this exact moment. So when you guys are bringing this into the world, all of your relationships and all of the things you've done and everything is exactly where it's supposed to be, and you can feel it. So
yeah.
congratulations.
And you
absolutely.
Can manifest your future.
Yep.
That's really it.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, you have control over it.
Right. Write your own chapter in your book. You
right.
know?
I agree with that for sure.
So start it today.
Yep.
That couldn't be ending on a better note than that. Start it today. There you go. All right. This is Talented People. Thanks so much for listening in. We'll look forward to talking to you next Wednesday, 3 to 4. Have a great week.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The vice president will not be running for president. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
We can make them real with an absolute national commitment to end cancer.
That's Vice President Joe Biden stating during a speech he will not seek his party's presidential nomination and that he will spend the rest of his term focusing America on curing cancer.
I'm going to spend the next 15 months in this office pushing as hard as I can to accomplish this because I know there are Democrats and Republicans on the Hill who share our passion to silence this deadly disease.
Biden lost his son, Beau, to brain cancer in May. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Vice President Joe Biden's decision not to seek the presidency is probably the correct decision for him and his family. Trump tweeted that he would prefer to face Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton in the 2016 race because, quote, her record is so bad. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates is speaking out against lawmakers who continue to argue over the military's budget.
This legislative dysfunction is embarrassing us in the eyes of the world at a time when allies and friends are looking to us for leadership and reassurance.
Gates was on Capitol Hill for the first time in 4 years to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee on Defense Reform and Military Oversight. He called sequestration a completely mindless and cowardly mechanism for budget cutting. He added that Congress's failure to pass defense budgets has increased the cost of defense, weakened the nation's military capabilities, and broken faith with the troops. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says current terror threats are more decentralized and harder to detect than ever before. In a House hearing, Johnson cited ongoing efforts by foreign terrorists to recruit new members through social media. FBI Director James Comey says ISIS recruiters are very good at hiding online through a process of encryption. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters.